You didn't see Mark, then?
No, nor his... No, I didn't see anything.
Nor what?
Antony was silent for a moment. I didn't see anything, Bill. Or rather, I did see something. I saw a door in the wall, a cupboard, and it's locked. So if there's anything we want to find, that's where it is.
Could Mark be hiding there?
I called through the keyhole in a whisper, "Mark, are you there?" He would have thought it was Cayley. There was no answer.
Well, let's go down and try again. We might be able to get the door open.
Antony shook his head.
"Aren't I going at all?" said Bill, in great disappointment.
When Antony spoke, it was to ask another question. "Can Cayley drive a car?"
"Yes, of course. Why?"
Then he might easily drop the chauffeur at his lodge, and go off to Stanton or wherever he wanted on his own?
"I suppose so, if he wanted to."
"Yes." Antony got up. "Well, look here. As we said we were going to the village, and as we promised to leave that letter, I almost think we'd better do it."
"Oh! Oh, very well."
"Jallands. What were you telling me about that?" "Oh, yes, the Widow Norbury."
"That's right. Cayley used to be rather keen on the daughter. The letter's for her."
"Yes, well, let's take it, just to be on the safe side."
"Am I going to be done out of that secret passage altogether?"
asked Bill fretfully. "There's nothing to see, really, I promise you."
"You're very mysterious. What's upset you?" "You did see something down there. I'm certain of it."
"I did, and I've told you about it."
"No, you haven't. You only told me about the door in the wall."
"That's it, Bill, and it's locked. And I'm frightened of what's behind it."
"But then, we shall never know what's there if we aren't going to look."
"We shall know, tonight," said Antony, taking Bill's arm and leading him to the hall, "when we watch our dear friend Cayley dropping it into the pond." End of chapter 14.